Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So you're going to meet Ella today, and she met somebody, matched with somebody about 2 months ago on Hinge. His name is Joe, and Ella, this ends in a ghosting, but it starts out kind of sweet.
Yeah, it does. I mean, Joe and I, like, you know, you said we matched on Hinge like 2 months ago-ish. Like, you know, what is time anymore?
True.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were able to go on one date before the province shut down again, which was amazing. Like, we had this nice walk, we stayed outside, it was safe, and, like, the conversation was perfection. Like, the best that I've ever had. And then, you know, everything shut back down, but we kept talking, and we started this, like, I don't know, I want to say cool thing, but it might be lame, where we would watch Netflix together and, like, FaceTime the whole time so we could, like, react or, like, I don't know, just not be alone.
That's super
common. People have been loving that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's been really great. And, like, I'm like a smidge of a scaredy cat. Like, I'm definitely brave when I need to be, but for some reason, like, you know, watching shows like Stranger Things literally, like, clenches up my throat and makes me so scared.
Too spooky for me.
Yeah,
yes.
No thanks.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been watching Stranger Things, and it was like at least 2 times a week. And then last week, out of nowhere, he, like, stopped answering my text. We did have one of our Netflix nights, and, like, it was a very scary episode, like, no spoilers, but, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I, like, screamed too loud or scared him, or maybe I broke his phone, but, like, I, like, haven't heard from him since, and it's so sudden.
So, listen, we're going to give Noah a call, and we're going to find out what the heck happened, all right?
Okay, perfect.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So if you missed Ella's story, it starts out great, and then, of course, she's on Ghosted, so it ends not great. Now, Ella, you met a guy on Hinge. You guys actually got out for a date when things kind of quickly opened back up, and now you're back to, like, doing FaceTime dates. You guys were watching, like, Stranger Things together, and things were going well, and then all of a sudden, poof, he's gone.
Poof, Ghosted.
What we're going to do is call him, and we're going to find out what the heck happened, but I do want to ask you, sometimes the answers on this can be a little bit harsh. Are you sure you want to make this call?
Yes, I do.
So let's make a call.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for Noah.
This is him.
Noah. Adam Wilde.
Speaking.
It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Hi. Are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. What can I do for you?
Well, we're calling about ghosts in your area. Actually, you're the ghost.
Ghost?
You ghosted somebody named Ella, and we were just curious as to why.
Why? Why are you calling about Ella? I'm a little confused.
Why aren't you talking anymore?
Yeah. Like, we heard that you guys had actually got out and you matched on Hinge and things were great. And then you were watching TV shows together on FaceTime a couple times a week, that sort of thing. Syncing up your Netflix accounts.
She told you all this already.
Well, no.
I read it on the blog.
Yeah. Well, so we're just wondering what happened. Like, why did you stop?
I mean, I can get into it. It's just kind of, it's heavy, and I don't want to get, like, emotional and stuff with you guys.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, we'll take good care of you.
All right. Well, I mean, it goes without saying. I really like Ella, okay? She's great. She's super cute. She's really funny. We get along really well. What else could you ask for, right? But, like, so this is what happened. So we're watching TV a couple of times a night, or, you know, FaceTiming a couple times a week. And that's great, but it happens so often, this thing, and it just really got under my skin. I didn't know what to do about it at first, and it just happened so often.
So what's the thing? Tell us the thing.
What happened?
Sorry, I'm just trying not to get emotional.
What happened?
We'd be watching TV, for example, and there'd be a knock at the door. And she'd get up and go to the door after it, and there's an Amazon delivery. Another one. I mean, this happened so much that it was not only just an intrusion, but also, like, you guys know what the pandemic did to small businesses, right?
Is doing. You know how it's currently doing.
Yeah. Yes. The middle class.
Yeah.
And she has the means to be shopping with small business. She doesn't need to be relying on these mega corporations like Amazon to get everything from, like, a tube of toothpaste to a new pair of socks. I mean, every night it was something different. And, I tried really hard at first to just be like, it's not a big deal. See, what I had to explain to her was that my dad has a small sporting goods business.
Okay.
And he's been completely destroyed by the lack of business from the pandemic.
Sorry to hear that.
And I was trying to get her to understand this. Like, you've got to go out. You got to participate in this economy. You can't just tap away on your phone and expect all your needs to be met and no one to get hurt in the process. She smiled and nodded and agreed. And then, you know, the next night there was more Amazon deliveries.
Well, yeah, to be fair, it could have been Amazon deliveries she'd made before that are just arriving now. But the other thing is, did you explain to her, like, the...
like your personal connection to it?
Yeah.
You know what? We went through this whole thing, and it just kind of felt like she doesn't get it or doesn't care, so I ghosted her.
I completely get where you're coming from on the small business part, but still, nobody should be ghosting each other.
Yeah.
Just talk about it maybe, right?
What if you guys could go into business together?
No.
And start your own small business?
I don't think that would work if she's doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to drive the point home other than saying what I've already said.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair, man.
People have to stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Fair.
Well,
okay.
So what we were going to do is offer to, like, reconnect you guys, go on a second, or not a second date, like a next date. We would have picked up the, you know, the Ghost Kitchens or, the Uber Eats or whatever it is you're going to go with. But I'm assuming that's a no-go for you.
No, I can't do it. I can't jeopardize my integrity like that anymore.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty. And we'll talk to you soon.
Take good care, okay?
Okay.
Ciao.
You too.
Thanks so much. He wasn't wrong. That was heavy.
Yeah.
It's a heavy time. I mean, that's the reality of it. So, Ella, hearing that, what's your reaction?
So, first off, yes, it is a heavy time. Small businesses have been rocked, like, and devastated. But the entire time he was speaking, I was rolling my eyes so hard that I literally thought they were going to either get stuck or fall out of my head. Because first off, his dad runs a sports check. Okay, that is not a small business or a local business or anything like that. Like, so first off, that's absurd and that's insane and that's just false.
Okay.
And maybe two times there were Amazon packages and, like, I get it. I try not to shop there. And, like, you know, other times when we had to stop, it's because both of us were ordering the same takeout. And our takeout would, like, you know, not obviously come at the same time. So, like, I don't know where he's coming from, but, like, the voice and the tone and everything I just heard, like, that is some pompous dude. I don't know. So, like, good. I'm glad I was ghosted by this dude who was just playing me because...
I feel like there would be no halfway for you to meet with
him. No, I don't think so.
In that case.
So maybe
it's all for the best, Arlen.
And I mean, listen, we wish you both the best kind of going forward.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just you kind of...
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a natural conclusion to things, and that's what this was.
Yeah, like, thanks. I'm glad I have that closure and, like, actually got to see the real him, you know?
Yeah. So what did you order?
TJ's.
I want to know what was in the box. Am I the only one?
No.